This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. If you join me yesterday morning, I spoke about Mahatma Gandhi, who said back in the 40s, there is more to life than increasing its speed. We're talking about slowing down to experience the stillness of God. God will speak to us when we're serious about wanting to know him. I mean, God hears everything we say and what's in our mind, and we often hear, perhaps, Psalm 46 verse 10 quoted, which says, "Be still and know that I am God." That is a special invitation to experience God, to rest with him and slow down. It means, if we're honest, that we do need to think about those serious, deeper issues. We may not want to, we're too busy, but it could be that we don't want to address the deeper hurts in our lives. Or, for example, think about something that happened 10 years ago that we're trying to forget, or the sin in our lives. But being still gives God a chance to speak to us. So as long as we're moving, we're actually able to drown God out and not to think about the broken parts of our lives. So yes, life is busy. It's really too noisy and complicated. It can get distracting, and we have everything we would ever want. And at some point we have to wonder, like Jack Nicholson did, is this as good as it gets? I think many of us are busier than we'd like to be. But there's got to be a different way. The Apostle Paul in the New Testament said, "Now is the time of God's favour. Now is the day of salvation." That's 2 Corinthians 6:2. In other words, we need to be present for the now. We need to experience this very moment, this morning. If we don't, we can miss out on some of the gifts that God has. Can I make a couple of suggestions? Go for a good walk. Yeah, sounds very practical, doesn't it? But there's something spiritual about a walk. Now, it's easy to do if you can slot in the time. It was C.S. Lewis who used to take a walk every day, 7 days a week. And when we're slowed down enough to notice, you know, the leaves in the garden changing or hear the birds sing, something happens to us inside, and God, in fact, can come closer to us. We are caught up in this digital age with our digital phones and tablets and Kindles, but there's something good about picking up an old-fashioned book. Yes, it might be a bit old-fashioned, but pick up the Bible, for example. Read it. Put it in your hand. Eat slowly. Too often we rush through our meals. You know, we're always in a hurry. God gave us a mouth and the need to nourish our food. We need to take the time to eat our meals sensibly. So often we rush through our meals. And, of course, there's the idea, too, of being a good listener. There needs to be time when you can sit down with your friends somewhere that you enjoy and talk together quietly, look them in the eye and speak to them, open your ears and hear what it is they're saying. And unfortunately, the age of advertising today and the interruptions we've got has shortened our attention span, and we tend to think that there are too many things happening, and if we're not careful, we can rush through an entire conversation without really listening. So living in the present, the ability to connect with other people, very important. What about scheduling time for silence? Now, this can be the hardest thing to do, to sit and that you feel you're unproductive, to put away your phone, to turn off the music. You can, in fact, hide your laptop or your computer. And we need time for thinking and talking with God. It might be unnerving to start with, but let yourself remain seated and just think. Use the time to reflect, to pray. And if you have to do something, use this time actually to do something productive or put it off. But don't let technology sort of master you. Today, it's a culture that's addicted to the moment. We want instant access to movies, to the media, to food. Even, you know, we want instant access to communicate what it is right now. Because we actually need to slow down. In the Bible, it says that God's voice seems to be silent sometimes, and I'll talk about this again a bit more tomorrow, but scheduling time to be quiet with God. Heavenly Father, these are the sort of things that we do need to listen to take seriously. Just slow us down, Lord, and help us to remember that you are the God of silence. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.